Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, we'll be discussing BondChat and Quasar IntelliSense. Plus, we'll take a look at the latest updates on Flexi Email. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new AI chatbot app called BondChat that has launched on Product Hunt, aiming to provide users with constant companionship and emotional support. The app generates AI agents that act as mentors, parents, friends, and loved ones that are always available to chat. For more, we're joined by our tech correspondent. What's the key value proposition BondChat is offering?
BondChat is trying to use generative AI to give users the experience of having supportive relationships and interactions on demand. Users can create customized AI personas, specifying the traits and attributes they want each agent to embody. The AI will then engage in open-ended conversation while aiming to provide the emotional support and companionship associated with that persona type, be it a caring mentor, unconditionally loving parent, or fun friend to joke around with.
So it's leveraging the latest conversational AI to create these pseudo-relationships that are tailored to each user's needs and available 24/7. What are some examples of how these AI companions might support users?
The AI mentor may help talk through the user's goals and challenges, providing advice and encouragement. The AI parent could offer comfort and express pride in the user's accomplishments. AI friends may send memes, discuss shared interests, and be an always-ready conversation partner. The app is meant to simulate supportive relationships and make users feel cared for and less alone.
That's a fascinating application of AI to try to meet emotional needs, especially for those who may lack strong, real-world support systems. But what are some of the potential limitations or downsides of this approach?
While the underlying AI is highly advanced, critics may argue it still can't fully capture the richness and subtlety of genuine human interaction and bonds. There's a risk that some users could become overly emotionally reliant on the AI personas. The app will need to strike a delicate balance of providing comfort and companionship while still encouraging users to seek out real-world human connections. Experts stress AI should augment but not replace human relationships.
Those are important points to consider as this technology develops and products like BondChat hit the market. It will be interesting to track its reception in the Product Hunt community and beyond. On a related note, a new Visual Studio Code extension called Quasar IntelliSense is making waves in the developer community. The tool aims to simplify CSS development when working with the Quasar framework. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So, what exactly does Quasar IntelliSense bring to the table for developers?
Quasar IntelliSense is all about making the lives of developers easier when working with Quasar, which is a popular Vue.js-based framework used for building applications. One of the challenges with Quasar is that it has its own set of CSS classes and conventions that developers need to learn and remember. This is where Quasar IntelliSense comes in. It provides auto-completion for these Quasar-specific CSS classes directly in the Visual Studio Code editor. As a developer types, the extension suggests the appropriate classes to use. This can save a lot of time and reduce the risk of errors or typos.
That certainly sounds like it could be a productivity booster. Is this extension aimed more at experienced Quasar developers, or can beginners benefit from it as well?
Quasar IntelliSense can be valuable for Quasar developers of all skill levels. For those new to the framework, the extension serves as a guide, suggesting the correct classes to use as they code. This can help beginners learn Quasar's conventions and best practices more quickly. Experienced Quasar devs will appreciate the time saved by not having to manually type out or remember every class name. They can rely on the auto-completion to speed up their workflow. So really, it's a useful tool, whether you're just starting out with Quasar or you've been using it for a while.
Interesting. Apart from the auto-completion functionality, does Quasar IntelliSense offer any other notable features?
While the CSS class auto-completion is definitely the headline feature, Quasar IntelliSense does include a few other handy extras. For instance, developers can hover over a Quasar CSS class and see additional details about it in a pop-up. There's also a color preview feature that visually shows what a particular color class will look like when applied. These are relatively minor additions compared to the auto-completion, but they contribute to a smoother and more convenient Quasar coding experience within VS Code.
It's always encouraging to see new tools that aim to boost developer productivity and make frameworks more approachable. Quasar IntelliSense seems to be a step in that direction for the Quasar community. Thank you for walking us through it. And now, let's shift gears to an interesting development in the world of business email. A new email service called Flexi Email is looking to shake up the traditional pricing model. It allows companies to create unlimited email address prefixes for free and only charges for the messages actually sent. Here with more details is our Simply Product Hunt correspondent. So how does Flexi Email's approach differ from other enterprise email providers?
David, most business email services charge based on the number of mailboxes or user accounts. So if a company wants to have multiple email addresses for different departments or purposes, like sales@company.com, support@company.com, and so on, they typically have to pay for each of those as a separate user, even if some of those addresses don't get much traffic. What Flexi Email is doing is allowing unlimited email prefixes to be created at no cost. Businesses only pay based on the number of emails actually sent from those various addresses. According to Flexi Email, this can result in significant cost savings for many organizations.
So it's essentially a pay-as-you-go model for email, rather than paying for the infrastructure of hosting lots of separate mailboxes. What are some scenarios where this kind of flexible prefix system and usage-based pricing could be beneficial?
One use case is for companies that want to employ unique email addresses for individual marketing campaigns, like Spring Sale 2023, company.com, for example. Under a traditional enterprise email plan, they would have to provision and pay for each of those campaign-specific addresses as dedicated mailboxes, even if they're only used for a short time to receive responses. With Flexi Email, they can create those on the fly without incurring additional base costs. The per-email pricing model also makes sense for lower-volume applications, such as using email addresses to capture inbound leads or form submissions from a website. The ability to easily spin up addresses as needed without paying a fixed monthly fee for accounts that may only process a small number of messages could be attractive.
Considering this model allows for email prefixes to be freely created, that does raise some potential questions around spam and junk mail. Does Flexi Email have any safeguards in place there?
Spam prevention is definitely an important consideration for any email service provider, but especially for one that allows open creation of new addresses. The specifics of Flexi Email's anti-abuse measures haven't been fully detailed yet, but in theory, their pricing structure should incentivize the company itself to be proactive in filtering spam, since they likely don't want to be delivering and charging their customers for junk mail. Evaluating the robustness of those protections will be a key thing to watch as the platform rolls out.
Do we know when Flexi Email will be launching and how people can get early access?
The company just announced the concept publicly and is opening up a waitlist for those interested in trying the service. No exact release date has been given yet, but anyone can go to the Flexi Email website now to join the waitlist and reserve a spot for the initial rollout. Those who sign up should get updates as the platform gets closer to launch.
Thanks for the insights on Flexi Email's novel pricing approach. Shifting gears to another product making waves, on Product Hunt today, a new tool called MutiDoc LLM Agent is generating buzz in the world of document analysis and natural language processing. This advanced AI agent promises to go beyond simple document analysis and provide answers to complex questions about entire folder structures. For more, we turn to our Product Hunt correspondent. So tell us, what sets MutiDoc LLM Agent apart from other document analysis tools?
Well, David, what's really innovative about Muti_doc_LLM_agent is its ability to understand and analyze not just individual documents, but the relationships and hierarchies between documents across complex folder structures. So while many AI tools can process a single document or even a collection of documents, Muti_doc_LLM_agent is designed to comprehend how information is organized and connected across an entire file system.
That does sound like a significant leap forward. What kind of practical applications could this have for businesses or researchers dealing with large, complex data repositories?
The potential use cases are quite broad. Imagine you're a legal team preparing for a case, and you need to quickly find all references to a specific topic across thousands of documents spread over hundreds of folders. Or perhaps you're a financial analyst trying to piece together insights from data stored in various departments' file systems. Muti_doc_LLM_agent is built to navigate those complex hierarchies, surface the relevant information, and provide clear answers and insights.
It's fascinating to consider how a tool like this could help uncover relationships and patterns that might be hidden in the sheer complexity of large-scale data storage systems. Now, is Muti_doc_LLM_agent ready for prime time, or is this more of an experimental project at this stage?
According to the Product Hunt listing, Muti_doc_LLM_agent is currently available for anyone to try out for free. The team behind it seems eager to get it into users' hands to showcase its capabilities and gather feedback. Of course, as with any cutting-edge AI system, thorough testing will be needed to validate its accuracy and ensure it handles data securely. But it's certainly an exciting development to watch.
It certainly seems like a product worth keeping an eye on as organizations look to better leverage their information. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.